This week in Olympia, the message was clear. Allow restaurants, gyms, and entertainment venues to partially reopen. There was a legislative committee hearing held. Hundreds signed up and dozens testified in favor of a bill that would move the entire state to phase two of a lockdown plan, meaning some businesses closed because of COVID could reopen. Senator Jeff Wilson is the ranking Republican on the State Government and Elections Committee.
This is the first time in many, many months that our constituents have been provided with the opportunity to be heard.
Senate Republican leader John Braun is a sponsor of the bipartisan legislation.
There's a ton I could talk about why this bill is right based on data and science, why this bill is right based on the families and individuals that rely on restaurants for their livelihood.
The measure continues to work its way through the legislature. The Republican state senator leading the way on getting vaccines for educators who want them is applauding a move by the governor. Senator Brad Hawkins says Governor Inslee's decision to make public school employees eligible for COVID-19 vaccine, regardless of their age, is good news.
I'm very glad that the governor agreed to expand vaccine access to all employees because the people on the front lines helping our state fulfill its paramount duty regarding education deserve to be protected.
The governor's action came a week after Hawkins and other education committee leaders urged Inslee and the State Department of Health to make the move.
The governor accepted one of my statewide suggestions, but now I'm hoping he will consider my call for health officials to partner with school districts to designate February 1st on the calendar as a statewide school employee vaccination day.
A state senator is continuing his decade-plus effort to end impaired driving. Senator Mike Patton's latest bill is aimed at strengthening the state's felony DUI law and reducing the pain and suffering faced by the victims of impaired drivers.
The need for this legislation, I think, is stronger than ever.
The Spokane Valley Republicans' legislation would extend the look back in DUI cases, allowing courts to consider convictions over the previous 15 years during sentencing. Washington makes the fourth DUI conviction a felony, but under state law, courts may consider only convictions within the previous 10 years. Patton says repeat offenders pose the greatest danger on our roads and highways.
Right now, during the pandemic, traffic is down 10% or more, and yet impaired driving is up substantially.
The Senate Law and Justice Committee is considering the measure. And a state senator says he's keeping his promise to some of the state's most vulnerable people. Senator Phil Fortunato has three property tax reduction bills that would help people who have a hard time increasing their incomes.
Providing some kind of relief, you know, is needed for people on fixed income. This is elderly and disabled people.
The Auburn Republican says seniors have worked all their lives and saved for retirement only to be hit with property and other tax increases that severely hurt when on a fixed income.
The state always talks about providing senior relief, and then they turn around and raise taxes on gasoline or carbon fuel standard or a lot of these other proposals that they're putting out there.
His legislation would exempt people 75 and older from paying property taxes on their homes and make it easier for seniors and disabled people to qualify for assistance.
Because the most common thing that people say is, oh, yeah, they give us senior property tax deduction, but you can never qualify.
And that's what happened this week in Olympia.